Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Hey, before we get started, let's keep going. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today's weather, we're looking at 43. Well, let me update this weather here for you before I tell you what's going on. Right now, it's 43 degrees in the ATL, partly sunny. We're looking at a high of 55 today, a low of 27 tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 60, bright sunshine, low 37. Friday, high of 65, low 44, bright sunshine. Saturday, a high of 65, partly cloudy, low 49. Now, guys, they're saying that Sunday, we're going to be in the 70s, okay? 71, 72 degrees on Sunday. So when I hear that, I think I'm the kind of guy, I love to cook out. Okay. So when I see a 70 or 71, 72 degree day in February in Atlanta, I think the grill. All right. Cause I love to cook out. And that's what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to do some grilling. All right? So I hope you guys plan some outdoor activities. And don't forget to dress appropriately. Okay? Now, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, putting on a heavy coat and all this stuff. But what I'm saying is that although it's going to be 70 degrees, continue to put on, you know, continue to put on a nice long sleeve shirt, and I'd say, you know, jeans or whatever, but dress comfortably where you're still warm, okay? Because what happens is this weather, and this is where people trip up. This weather will, you know, have you sick. It'll have you feeling bad because it'll be 70 on Sunday. And then come Monday morning, you jump out of the house going to work and you still think it's 70 degrees. Okay? And Monday, it'll probably be 45. And then you're cold. You're vulnerable. Your body's vulnerable. And you'll get sick. That's how people get sick in the ATL. That's where the flu and cold comes in this time of year in Georgia. All right. Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Now, today's word of the day is Nimrod. Nimrod. Nimrod is a noun, and it means hunter, or the second meaning is idiot or a jerk. That's it. That's what I know Nimrod to be. Idiot. You call a person a Nimrod. You calling them an idiot, or you're saying they are jerks. Okay, that's a Nimrod to me. All right, that's a great word. So you guys can grab that word, put it in your vocabulary, use it when you see fit. Nimrod is the word of the day. Okay, let's see, a couple of things before I get started in the show. Now, Donald Trump, you know, he's the leader in the Republican Party right now. Looks like he may get the Republican nomination. We don't know yet. but he's pushing, he's stepping on a lot of these guys who are Republicans. Now, Trump said he's running as a Republican because he knows that the Republicans are dumb and they'll vote for him. Okay? And, you know, I'm not throwing dirt out here, but that's a horrible thing for someone to say about the people that possibly could put him in office for the presidency of the United States. But that's what he said. He said he's running Republican because they're dumb and they'll vote for him to be president. All right. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome, guys. Today's episode is entitled "A Seattle Man at Seattle, Washington, a Seattle Man Sexually Assaults a 5-year-old Girl at a Daycare Center." Okay? So we're going to discuss this horrible situation that a grown man has put himself in. And the father of this little girl caught them when he came to pick up his little girl from daycare. I know I keep saying little girl because that's always what I say is my little girl. My little girl this, my little girl that, my little girl this, my little girl that. Because my girls will always be my little girls. Always. And I think of them that way, and I look at them that way, because when they were born, or when they were little toddlers, or whatever, what have you, that's how I looked at them, as my little girls. That's what they are, right? No matter what age they are, they're still your little girls. Now, a father has a hard push to the right when it comes to his little girls, okay? Now, you know, push him to the right, but it's a hard push to the right because he's really on edge when it comes to his little girls. And you better not do anything to my little girls. But here's the deal. Now, this Seattle man, and I'm going to get you guys, I'm going to read you guys this article. This is what I'm reading from the Q13 Fox News in Seattle. A 31-year-old man accused of sexually assaulting a 5-year-old girl at a Normandy Park daycare center was charged with first-degree child molestation. This guy's name Ian Moore, a bald head guy with a beard and a mustache, black guy, weird looking, but you know, that's usually what they are, right? Ian Moore, he would work at the kids' country daycare, was ordered held in the King County Jail in lieu of $200,000 bail. That means that he has to have $20,000. He has to put up, or someone has to put up $20,000 in order to get him out of jail on a $200,000 bail. It says he was arrested at the daycare after the father of a little girl told police he walked in on the abuse in the daycare. Detectives say, when a father came to pick up his daughter, Moore and the child were crouched behind a bookshelf. Moore told the father they were having a tickle fight. A tickle fight. Okay? Y'all know what a tickle fight is. I mean, we all probably did it to our kids, son or daughter, where you tickle them under the arm or under the feet or whatever, wherever their tickle spot is, and they just laugh hysterically and you had fun with that. So this guy says that they were having a tickle fight when the father came in. Okay? Now, police say later, the five-year-old told her father the employee touched her private parts. Y'all heard that? Police say later, the five-year-old told her father the employee touched her private parts. Now, that's all my little girl would have had to tell me. Daddy, Mr. Moore touched my private part. That would have been it. That would have been the end of the story. That's all I needed to hear. And his ass would have been grass in my book. In my book. Okay? When questioned by police, Moore, the accused, admitted to touching the child, but told detectives it was an accident. In court documents released, a police detective said, Moore said, when he slipped on a toy as he was tickling the girl, his fall caused his hand to slide into her panties and penetrate one private area while touching another. Listen now, I'm going to say this slowly, okay? This guy said when he slipped on a toy, okay, that's bad right there, because he didn't slip on a toy. When the dad came in, if he slipped on a toy, when the dad came in, he should have been lying on his back or on his side or whatever from the fall, right? When the dad came in, he said he caught them both crouched behind a bookshelf. Now, you crouch behind a bookshelf, how are you falling over a toy? 818-301-5834, where you guys can call in and comment on this topic. All right? So he said, the accused, Moore, the 31-year-old, said, when he slipped on a toy as he was tickling the girl, his fall caused his hand to slide into her panties and penetrate one private area while touching another. That is sick. How do you come up with this story? How do you come up with this where you tell the police or you tell the detective that you slipped on a toy, okay, and during your fall, your hand went into this little five-year-old girl panties? They didn't go into her jeans. They didn't go up her dress, none of that. His hand went into her panties. How does this happen? And then his hand penetrates the little girl. Y'all know what that means? When he say penetrate this little girl, that means to go inside of her. Now, when they say penetrate, his hand went into her panties. There's only two places that he could penetrate when his hand is inside her panties. And that's either he's penetrating her vagina or he's penetrating her butthole. either one is an ass whipping from her dad. Either one is an ass whipping from me. It doesn't matter if it's he touched her butthole or her vagina. It's a problem. Right? So this guy said that when he slipped on a toy, and I can't get over this. This guy said that when he slipped on a toy at the daycare, while he was tickling this little girl, they were having a tickling fight. As he fell, that caused his hand to slide into her panties and penetrate one private area while touching another. Now, I got a visual of that, which is a bad visual. Again, if this was my little girl, and again, the father walked in on him,